Arnold stared in shock. One after another, the monitors went black, and then the room lights went out, plunging the control room into darkness and confusion. Everyone started yelling at once. Muldoon opened the blinds and let light in, and Wu brought over the printout.
"Look at this," Wu said. "You shut down at 5:13 this morning, and when you started back up, you started with auxiliary power."
"Jesus," Arnold said. Apparently, main power had not been on since shutdown. When he powered back up, only the auxiliary power came on. Arnold was thinking that was strange when he suddenly realized that was normal. That was what was supposed to happen. It made perfect sense. The auxiliary generator fired up first, and it was used to turn on the main generator because it took a heavy charge to start the main power generator. That was the way the system was designed. But Arnold had never before had occasion to turn the main power off. And when the lights and screens came back on in the control room, it never occurred to him that main power hadn't also been restored. But it hadn't. And all during the time since then, while they were looking for the wrecks and doing one thing and another, the park had been running on auxiliary power. And that wasn't a good idea. In fact, the implications were just beginning to hit him.
"What does this line mean?" Muldoon said, pointing to the list.
05 hours, 14 minutes, 57 seconds. Warning. Fence status, NB. Operative, auxiliary power, AV09.
"It means a system status warning was sent to the monitors in the control room," Arnold said, "concerning the fences."
"Did you see that warning?"
Arnold shook his head.
"No. I must have been talking to you in the field."
"Anyway, no, I didn't see it."
"What does it mean, warning fence status?"
"Well, I didn't know it at the time, but we were running on backup power," Arnold said. "And backup doesn't generate enough amperage to power the electrified fences, so they were automatically kept off."
Muldoon scowled.
"The electrified fences were off?"
"Yes."
"All of them? Since 5 this morning for the last 5 hours?"
"Yes."
"Including the Velociraptor fences?"
Arnold sighed.
"Yes."
"Jesus Christ," Muldoon said. 5 hours. Those animals could be out."
And then, from somewhere in the distance, they heard a scream. Muldoon began to talk very fast. He went around the room, handing out the portable radios.
"Mr. Arnold is going to the maintenance shed to turn on main power. Dr. Wu, stay in the control room. You're the only other one who can work the computers. And Mr. Hammond, go back to the lodge. Don't argue with me. Go, now. Lock the gates and stay behind them until you hear from me. I'll help Arnold deal with the raptors."
He turned to Gennaro.
"Like to live dangerously again?"
"Not really," Gennaro said. He was very pale.
"Fine, then go with the others to the lodge."
Muldoon turned away.
"That's it, everybody. Now move."
Hammond whined.
"But what are you going to do to my animals?"
"That's not really the question, Mr. Hammond," Muldoon said. "The question is, what are they going to do to us?"